proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about Elijah, a man of like passions unto us. In this session, we'll learn about the confrontation between God and Baal, the confrontation that took place on Mount Carmel. Elijah asked King Ahab to convoke assembly, an assembly consisting of the Jewish people in Israel, including several idolatrous prophets. He then issued a challenge to the multitude, quote, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." The prophet did not receive any reply from the assembled multitude. Elijah then proposed a public demonstration to settle the issue. Both he and the prophets of Baal would take a bullock and prepare it for sacrifice. The false prophets would call out unto Baal. Elijah would cry out unto the true God. Whichever deity answered the petitions and sent fire from heaven would show himself to be the real God. The idolatrous prophets continually called upon Baal to consume their offering. However, nothing happened. While they continued to call upon Baal, Elijah mocked their efforts, attributing Baal's lack of response to various circumstances. The false prophets continued with their frenzied appeals to Baal, even slashing their own bodies with knives and lances. They did this for that entire time without any results ensuing. About the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah stepped forward. He repaired the altar of the Lord, setting 12 stones in place. The prophet placed wood around the altar and put the sacrifice upon it. He had 4 barrels of water poured upon the wood and the intended offering. Afterward, he dug a trench around the altar and had it filled with even more water. Elijah then proceeded to pray unto God, quote, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." Unquote. In response, God sent fire from heaven. This fire completely consumed the sacrifice and the altar. It also evaporated the water in the trench. When the assembly saw what happened, they cried out, quote, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God." Unquote. Elijah instructed the multitude to take the prophets of Baal into custody. He brought them to the river Kishon, where he had the false prophets put to death. As we'll see in the next session, Jezebel violently reacted to this deed. Once again, Elijah put himself at risk by openly confronting the adherents of Baal. As mentioned in an earlier session, God had instructed the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 18. God had instructed the Israelites that they should kill any prophet whose prediction did not come to pass. What if God had chosen not to answer Elijah's petition? The crowd might have turned against him, Elijah. After all, most of the Jews in Israel had already accepted the legitimacy of Baal worship. By calling upon God to vindicate himself and doing so publicly, Elijah exercised his faith in God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.